Hey folks, how's it going? I'm Dave Blanks from University Communications, and this is the Campus Construction Update. It's been a moment since I've been in studio, but it's good to be back here, and I'm joined by Nick Caters and Dr. Mike McKenzie. Mike is the... Well, hey guys, how's it going? I'll say hey to you first.
Good morning.
Good.
Good to be here. How are
you? I'm great. I'm doing well. So Mike McKenzie, the Vice Provost of Academic Program Development and Strategic Initiatives, also the Designated Academic Affairs Representative for the University's Space Committee, and the designated person from the provost leadership team who's been working with the associate vice chancellor, Mr. Nick Caters, our other guest, on the academic needs related to the Way Hall renovation. That's the topic of the day, is Way Hall. Nick Caters, associate vice chancellor of facilities management. I'll just give like a little information about Way, and then we're going to address some questions about it. So Way is the home of the Department of Art. It offers more than 100 course sections to approximately 1,400 students. The building's classrooms are used by University College for general education and for first-year seminar courses. I guess, Nick, when was Way built? Way's been there for a little while.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly why we're talking about this today. So Way Hall was built in 1976. It was the oldest building that the university had that had never been touched by a holistic renovation. So it was approaching end of life on several critical systems, to include the electrical and plumbing. The bathrooms were out of date. The elevator was probably not functional about half the time. And there was no fire suppression or sprinkler system in the building. Now, there is a fully functional alarm system, but given all of those faults and the impending loss of some of those critical systems, we judged it was time to give Way a full comprehensive renovation.
Right. Yeah, well, that makes sense. Yeah, 50 years is a long time. And it's had smaller stuff done, like you said, but not a, what was your terminology for it? Comprehensive
yeah. renovation,
right.
Essentially where we gut the whole thing and
right.
start over.
So that's what we're getting into now. And we will talk about that in a little mm-hmm. bit. But I understand there have been recent safety concerns about Way. So if y'all would like to speak to those, maybe?
Sure. During spring break, we had to do some destructive testing of the floors between the first and second floor.
Okay.
So we chose to do that where the students weren't there. The contractor ended up drilling some bores through the concrete deck of the second floor, and a couple of pieces of concrete fell. One fell into an unoccupied office at the time, and some other smaller pieces fell onto the ceiling tiles above one of the first floor labs. At no time did any of the concrete fall through an occupied area.
Yeah. So that was a big concern for people in it. And there were some different storylines going around out there.
Right.
But thank you for clarifying that. So the renovation currently going on. It began. When did it start?
Well, we've been working on the planning for about 2 years now, but we really started last summer by closing down the second and third floors. We decided, because of a lack of similar type lab and industrial arts classrooms, to keep the first floor open for this academic year while we work to find alternative spaces. But for the most part, the renovations are proceeding as scheduled on the second and third floor. The third floor is actually now starting to put new walls up. It's really looking pretty good.
So was it completely gutted?
The second and third floors have been completely gutted. All the internal walls, all the bathrooms, everything was essentially pulled down so that we could start over. We had to run new electrical, new plumbing, new IT systems, HVAC improvements, fire suppression systems. All of those things are being added. And we're taking, similar to what we did with Sanford, we're taking the old internal elevator and moving it to the outside to be able to buy some of that space back for program area.
Gotcha. Yeah, it looks cool on Sanford. Yeah. I like the visual of that. Maybe, Mike, I don't know if you could address this, but are faculty and staff still in Way right now?
So there are classes on that first floor, and those are those studio kind of classes. You know, think your huge kilns and wood shops and metal shops, but the second and third floor are completely vacant, and the offices have been also vacated already, and those people have found homes across campus. A lot of them are in East Hall during the renovation, so the only active place right now in Way Hall are those first floor studio spaces that, as Nick mentioned, are very unique. You know, when Sanford shut down, it was just a matter of using our class software to move those classes to other locations across campus. And that works fine if you just need a classroom of 25 people. But when you need kilns and saws and those kinds of things, those classrooms don't exist. And so the decision was made in consultation with the academic leadership of the college, in consultation with the faculty to keep the first floor open this year, because it is just, it's the most unique space from an academic perspective we have on campus, I would say.
Okay. How are you addressing, how is App addressing the student learning experience? So if students are, if they've had to move out of way, and faculty and staff as well, where are they working now?
So again, the studios are still open in way. So right. they have okay. had access to all the equipment that they would have had under any other condition prior to this semester.
Okay.
Some of the other classes have been moved to East Hall. We have a class that Turchin has been nice enough to offer some space up. So, you know, if it's more of a traditional class, we've been able to move it really anywhere. If it is a very art-specific class, you know, where art is, you know, they leave a trail sometimes.
my dad was an artist. So
okay,
yes,
yeah.
My mom will attest to that.
Right. So yeah. A lot of those are in East Hall because, you know, we're not as concerned with, you know, paint and materials getting on the floor of the walls as we would be if, say, you know, I placed them in the College of Business, for example.
Right. So. Yeah. Okay. I see what you mean. You did mention East is a space that's being utilized. Can y'all talk a little bit about safety inspections that have occurred in way in East? I understand there have been some. Maybe, Nick, you can handle that?
Yeah, sure. Let me start with East. So East Hall, obviously a former residence hall, built in 1952, built before the American with Disabilities Act was put in place. So there are some challenges that we have worked to address in East Hall. We're lucky to have three different level entrances into East Hall, and we've been able to accommodate every request that has come in. East Hall, again, is an older building on campus. It has steam heat that's able to keep it climate controlled during the winter. What it doesn't have is an air conditioning system.
Right.
And we still have a number of older buildings on campus that do not have air conditioning systems. So I'm happy that we've had a relatively mild spring so far. but East Hall was slated to be removed from inventory in the next couple of years. We had stopped using it as a residence hall because we had the nice new beautiful residence halls on West Campus. And this provided us an opportunity to have some swing space while we were renovating both Way and Duncan Hall. And so it's hard to take two academic buildings offline at the same time, but we were lucky enough to get this money from the legislature. So we had to move with what we had before prices went up too much. As far as safety inspections go, we've done multiple safety inspections at both East Hall and Way Hall. At Way Hall, we have ongoing daily inspections by Muter Construction, who is the general contractor. There are weekly inspections by the Office of Planning, Design, and Construction. And we also have an independent safety consultant that has been commissioned by Muter Construction to do that. Addressing some of the issues with the fire system, the Office of the State Fire Marshal came out on 1 April and conducted a holistic review of a previous inspection they had done in the fall. They passed the system. The fire alarm system is fully functional for all the studio spaces on the first floor, and they had no recommendations. We've had some internal inspections continue. We've had OSHA inspections that have all come through. And really, the only findings that they have are to keep the access and egress areas clear. Sometimes we'll have stuff not just from the contractor, but from the students to allow their pieces of work that they're working on. Sometimes that'll accumulate sure. outside of the studio areas. And we just have to keep reinforcing that those access egress areas need to be kept clear. But right now, there are no findings from the Office of the State Fire Marshal or the OSHA inspectors.
So, Nick, you mentioned it, but the state legislature allocated mm-hmm. Quite a bit of money for the upgrade of Way to bring it to a state-of-the-art experience for our art students. So how much did we receive?
$24.1 million is our current level of funding.
Right.
Yeah, I would have told you when that was allocated in 2019, right. 2020, that would have been more than enough.
Right.
But we're still struggling with some of the inflationary hikes that have gone up over the last couple of years to bring it in on budget. So the original allocation for Way Hall was $19
million. Okay.
We asked for an inflationary adjustment, which gave us additional money from the legislature of an additional $4 million. And then we added some of our own internal carry forward dollars to bring it up to its total amount. So we have continually adjusted to account for the inflationary impact on right. building construction. We're going to have the first floor, the third floor are going to be completely finished. The second floor will be mostly finished, and then it'll be completed by App State facilities and still opening on time.
Great. So, well, what are the upgrades? What's this place going to look like? And when is the completion date?
So the completion date is scheduled right now for the summer of 2025. That's a pretty conservative estimate. We're making great progress right now. But typically, we don't reopen buildings during a school year just because there's so much that has to be moved in and out. So we're continuing to move through the renovation process with good efficiency right now. Obviously, you can see the most major change is the elevator towers that are going to be pushed out to the outside of the building.
Right.
We've moved some of the mechanical spaces to a new block expansion area outside the building. And we're also putting an external kiln pad outside of the building so we don't have to have the high heat producing items inside the studio spaces. Along with the normal life, health, safety issues, we're going to be upgrading all of the mechanical, electrical, plumbing, HVAC systems. There will be a fully functional sprinkler and fire suppression system. State-of-the-art IT upgrades will go in, as well as a new suite of furniture and equipment for most of the spaces.
Sounds great. So one of the main concerns that students have right now, I feel like, is where are they going in the fall? In 3 weeks, the students will be out of way. So, Mike, what's that going to look like? What's next?
Right. So this has been a really long process. And Nick and I have worked together with, you know, both of our offices repeatedly to really examine every possible solution to find homes for studios. We looked at several off-campus facilities. Honestly, the biggest problem we have with off-campus facilities are the permitting of the use of those buildings, renovations in those buildings, and apple cart access to those buildings as well. And as you can imagine, when you're only doing something temporarily, in this case for a year or less, how much money do you want to spend to upgrade a building that's not even yours to then move right out?
So, that is a challenge,
So that didn't work. We looked at some of our existing spaces off campus, such as the Sofield building, for example.
What's been going on in there? I'm sorry to interrupt. Yeah.
So Sofield Building is already a fine and applied arts space. They do a lot of research. STBE is out there, and it's also where the solar car is. And so they do have some of that kind of equipment, and it has that studio feel to it. And so we did examine that. And what I would say, where we landed with Sofield, a couple issues did come up where the parking is limited for an off-campus building, and so that was an issue. Apple Card access, in theory, stops at 8 o'clock. And these studio artists have to do a lot of outside of class project time, and 8 o'clock may sound late, but they have a lot of projects where they work incredibly late. And, you know, sometimes traffic with the apple cart and offsetting every class in fine and applied arts by 30 minutes to the rest of campus. It was a possible solution, but it was going to be more disruptive than where we landed. And where we landed is basically space that already exists on campus. And so most fine and applied arts studio art will be located in the Edwin Duncan Octagon for this upcoming year. And the things about the Octagon where we landed that we really like, number one, it is on campus. And speaking as someone from academic affairs, when you start spreading out faculty all over the town of Boone, it loses that department feel. You don't get to interact with your colleagues.
Right.
There isn't that cross interdisciplinary work that can occur. So having them in the Octagon has an advantage of keeping them on the core of campus. Obviously, having them on the core of campus, you know, the security, the parking, all of those things are already there because Duncan's part of campus. And so the Octagon is not undergoing renovation. And so if you've ever walked through the Octagon, it really is a big, wide open space. And again, these studio arts need kind of bigger spaces. You know, they don't work in traditional classrooms. And so the Octagon allows us that kind of flexibility to move most of these programs in. We've done one walkthrough with the studio art faculty already. We're doing a second walkthrough soon. And that walkthrough is really just a kind of game plan, exactly what goes in what corner. And we're working with Nick's folks to properly make sure like electrical systems and water systems and ventilation, because, you know, some of the projects they do produce things.
Yeah.
And so we're, you know, making sure from a safety perspective we're where we need to be. But I think Duncan, far and away, was the best option for, I think, our current students. Is going to be the least disruptive for them, the least disruptive for the faculty, and really the least disruptive for campus by already, you know, keeping them on our main campus. So
when we're talking Octagon, are we talking the lowest level as well, like the parking level?
So most things will be located in the classroom portion of the Octagon.
Okay.
But to your point, there will be things that are located adjacent to the Octagon where we need to produce you know, sparks and sure, have, yeah. again, ventilation and things like that. But no, most of the things will be located in the octagon. But to your point, when we say the octagon, I would say we're really talking about the entire footprint of the octagon.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, cool. Well, that's interesting to know. And as somebody who parked there pretty frequently, I'm glad to see it back in use and for a good purpose. So that's great to know. Okay, well, so the Octagon's a great space. Is the entire department gonna be located in there? It seems kind of small.
Right. So most things will be in the Octagon, but we've been meeting with Fine and Applied Arts, and we have a couple additional spaces that will meet their needs. One being an existing Fine and Applied Arts building of Harper. And while Harper does not currently host art, it does host things like sustainable technology in the built environment, sustainable development, and there are some construction type applied design equipment in there. And right. so there's an opportunity for them to share some of those spaces. We also have worked across units. We have a large space in Holmes that is available for printing or some other large scale machine if need be. And we also have, again, worked with the Turchin Center, and they've identified two spaces we can use as classrooms. And so like I said, we are still meeting with the departments to do a final walkthrough of Octagon to figure out exactly what we can fit in there safety-wise and space-wise. And then the overflow would move to either Home Center, Turchin, or Harper as needed. But everything is going to be kept on main campus.
And we should clarify that it's not the entire Edwin Duncan that's being used for this. It's just the section that is the Octagon. I think we've probably made that clear, but yeah. So Way's going to be pretty awesome. I've seen the renderings that are on the future site. That's appstate.edu/future. You can go on there. You can see what you guys have planned and get more information. It's going to be state of the art. It's going to be awesome. And there's some upheaval right now, but it's not permanent.
Right. I graduated from App actually in 1999, and I was an athletic training major in varsity gym. And I looked across the street and there was Home Center getting ready to open up for my academic program when I left. And I think this is just that, you know, we are fully renovating that building for the first time, and it is going to be set up for the future for decades after this. And, you know, I think the studio space is going to be what the students need. The classroom space is going to be what the students need. The building is going to be safer. And really, one I think of the most exciting things around there, it's going to have the feel of an art building. I don't know that it kind of has that feel right now, other than students have very creatively decorated Way Hall in ways that they see fit. But I think we're going to have opportunity to display their work in a different way. And it's just going to be a building for a 2024 education and art moving forward. And I'm real excited about that. And I think our future art students and our current art students will too.
Absolutely. Well, Nick and Mike, thank you both so much for being with me today. It's great to have the campus construction update back. Great to have you back in studio. Nick, you've been here before. Mike, it's your first time. But guys, thank you so much. And if people want to get more information, of course, you can, like I just said, you can go to the appstate.edu/future site. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.